Meet Cancun to Gain as LATAM in between Mart by staff writers. Being sandwiched between MEEPCOM and NatP Global, example Nassau, Meet Cancun will certainly affect both as far as the LATAM presence at the two markets is concerned. And because of costs, small content sales companies will surely have to choose at least two out of the three markets, with RX France, the organizers of both MEEPCOM and Meet Cancun, coming up on top, since what they'll lose in Cannes in October will certainly be gained in Cancun in November. At MEEPCOM, some 100 LATAM participants are expected, even though, as of mid-August, the number was just 42, and mostly from the South Cone, where it was just winter. By early October, more are expected to register from summery LATAM regions, and a few more will be attending by hanging around without registering. According to a LATAM executive from Peru, even though Meep Cancun will be the premier market for Latin Americans, the presence of Turkish companies at MEEPCOM will attract some LATAM buyers who are looking for an advance acquisition of their popular telenovelas. Nonetheless, this compares to 466 participants at Meep Cancun 2021, a 40% decline from the edition in 2019, with the bulk from LATAM. However, this year participation at Meep Cancun is expected to return to pre-pandemic periods. Conversely, in the past, NatP boasted some 3,500 participants, mostly, if not all, focusing on LATAM, with a small U.S. syndication component. The Meep Cancun event in Mexico will begin on November 13, 2022, that is just 23 days after MEEPCOM, and 60 days before NatP 2023, which will put a lot of pressure on the former NatP Miami market in order for it to, if not gain more participants from its last in-person market in 2020, at least not lose them because of the expense of Baja Mar Resort in Nassau, Bahamas. However, during a Video Age interview last June, NatP CEO J.P. Baumel insisted that the new NatP venue will be less expensive than the last one at the Fontainebleau in Miami Beach. This year, the 8th in-person Meep Cancun will kick off on Sunday instead of Tuesday like in 2021, which could generate some extra traffic with the vacationing weekend crowd. Originally, the dates were set for November 15th to 18th, but later moved to the current November 13th to 16th, 2022. The official motive is that it was done for a combination of operational reasons and after taking into account feedback from delegates. The market will also have a new director, Maria Perez Belliere, following the departure of Bénédicte Touchard de Moran, who last year led a team of 16 people. The Meep Cancun 2021 market, which returned in person after the pandemic, was smaller than the 2019 edition. The official count was 466 participants, a 40% decline from the edition in 2019. The event began on November 16th and was held at the usual Moon Palace Hotel of the Mexican resort city. The hotel fully reopened that summer after the COVID emergency. The success of that Meep Cancun 2021 edition came against all odds. Indeed, it started with a Cancun that had once been declared a high COVID-19 contamination area but managed to become a safe or green zone. Then came a shootout between rival gangs at a downtown Cancun hotel in early November. This was followed up by a full week of rain during the market. The market ended on November 19th after 3 days of intense meetings between 82 distribution companies from 22 countries and 96 buyers, also from 22 countries. Amongst the sales contingent, the largest number came from the U.S. with 20 companies, followed by France with 16 distribution companies, and Turkey with 9. Russia was able to send a delegation of 7 TV executives representing 5 companies, since it was before the embargo following the Russian invasion of Ukraine. On the buying side, the U.S. sent the largest delegation with 24 acquisition executives, followed by Mexico with 16, and Brazil was a distant third with 8 buyers. The market organizers guaranteed each distribution company a minimum of 17 total meetings and up to 25 with buyers. The process of registering for the market was easy since badges were sent via email. The hotel registration, set up in a separate area from vacationing tourists, took some time due to the large crowds of MEEP attendees trying to check in. On the other hand, obtaining the negative COVID test certificate, which was needed to enter the MEEP convention area, took less than 30 minutes to procure. The test was free for MEEP participants. For other guests, it cost $19 US. As an extra precaution, the market floor was sanitized every 3 hours, with meetings interrupted for each cleaning. Plus, wearing face masks was required. MEEP participants had to also wear two bracelets throughout the market. The first was needed to access the sleeping rooms and for other hotel services. The second was given to show a negative COVID test. During the 3 days, the market hosted 16 conferences, three parties, and the Prodeau Awards, which is returning this year on November 15th. This has been MEEP Cancun to Gain as LATAM in Between Mart by staff writers.